be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada. I'm with Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Miss Reno Pinup, Elsie Marie, and local singer-songwriter Todd Ballow. I hope you're going to have a great time with us this week here on The Worst Little Podcast.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, Kermit.
That's awesome.
I have no idea. That was just completely spur of the moment.
And he nailed it. Yeah. Right to the post, which is the term we were trying to remember.
The post, yes. Like in basketball.
You hit the post,
you take it
man.
To the post.
That's right.
So, hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, good.
I just shot Kermit. He's no longer going to be.
Oh.
He might show up occasionally, but he'll be bleeding.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how are you doing?
He is lying in the studio floor.
Oh, hey, can you guys get me a tourniquet?
What kind of kit?
I didn't know if that was because he was injured or doing heroin. How does he shoot up in those tiny little arms?
That's exactly where all that came from. Last week's open mic, Matt Wage played Hurt in more of the Johnny Cash vein than the Nine Inch Nails vein.
Right.
And while we were sitting there, me and Jess Blaze were talking, and she's like, I can't listen to this song without thinking of Sad Kermit. this video on the internet that's that song with Kermit going through the ravages of addiction and male prostitution on the
damn it, internet on the is nothing sacred.
And so I started just singing along with the song in Kermit voice, and yeah, so that's really where that came from. So good pull, Rick.
Good job. Well,
just trying to turn this back to me. Anyway, back to you.
Back to me. How was our week this week, Rory? Let's see.
You had shows that
had
were awesome?
Shows galore, yeah. Like a practice with Liver Scars was super fun on Thursday. Then Friday I had a show with Candy Shop at the Treehouse Lounge, which was fabulous with the Vague Choir and Walk of Shame.
They were all awesome.
It was cool, man. And it was really nice that people showed up. It didn't. I had a bad feeling about it before I went. I was like, this is going to be horrible. Like, nobody there. And actually, a good group of fucking.
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
That's a good show. Yeah,
man. We were super happy.
No, and it was. The Vague Choir was really cool because it was with Mark and Jason. Or, yeah.
Jason Thomas and Marcus Mayhall.
Yeah, Marcus.
With Mark Ernest.
And Mark Ernest. Yeah. That's where my confusion was.
Yeah, Vague Choir was really cool.
That was good. It was really cool to see the three of them play together.
There's some band called Karate, and I don't know who they are, but my wife was saying how the Vague Choir sounds like Karate. So if you're a fan, and like Mark Ernest knew who that was and was like, oh, thank you. It's like the best compliment. It's like the super uber nerd rockers talking, and I'm like, I don't speak that Japanese, and I'm all jealous. I have not heard Karate, but
yes, I have heard of, but not actual. So
yeah, you know, you see someone's name around here and there, but
right,
I never even heard of him. But I was like, that's pretty cool that Mark got highly complimented for some brand new back out, you know, the old thing, but back out
right.
with the new ensemble and all that.
New polish on the old car.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Walk of Shame is usual or pop.
Totally.
Rock, fun. It's
like so
cross
red.
Between like the outfield and something newer, like Blink 182 or something.
Yeah, I hate to say, but a little bit of that. Like just clean, poppy, punk. Sing-along, earworm kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's good.
I like it. It's good. You can dance to it. Chicks dig it.
So, hi, guys. you're not listening, but hi, anyway.
Yeah.
And then like Saturday, we have the big Jess Blaze Cinco Quinceañera party.
Where she's actually turning like 30 or something.
And she turned 25 again.
25
again. Yeah.
Okay. Turning 25 again.
Don't out a lady on the radio.
Well, was it not?
Oh, but it didn't count because it's here on the fake radio.
I guess Quinceañera means like 16, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, she turned 16 again, Nick. She's now legal.
Well, that would mean you're 32, right? If you turn 16 again.
No, you can turn 16 every year if you want.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
So does that mean she's 17?
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, the show
Anyway, there was a great show at Jub Jub's on Saturday that I think your band played at.
Candy Shop again, yeah, Saturday night.
No, and there was a lot of great bands there.
Kept that,
night.
On the DL, though, because we wanted everybody on Friday to show up. You know.
And then there was, what was it, the band from out of town, The Cry, got totally screwed and hosed and had to, like, not, like, they got there at, like, 5 in the afternoon and had to sit through 6 local bands play to
they
play at
play.
12:30.
Yeah. They were great,
but they
though.
Did play, and they were great. So, I mean, they kind of got hosed in, like, in that all the audience left.
Yeah.
Like, by the time
well,
they
not
played.
All the audience,
no,
but
by the time they played.
The audience,
yeah. Yeah, a big chunk of the audience.
There still was about the same amount of people there all night. It was pretty fun.
It was
like,
a good time.
It was a transient show. People came and went, and they come back again. You know.
Yeah. Reno's really using like losing its name as like a meth town, you know? Remember when everybody was on meth and, you know, the evening really got going at 3 a.m.?
That was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You can find that, Rick. We just don't hang out in those places anymore. We're not that dumb anymore.
Yeah, we've moved on to bigger and better things like hanging out here every Monday.
Yeah, in this sweaty little room. You guys are lucky that you guys... By the way, hi, guests.
Hi.
We have guests?
Yes, we have guests. You're lucky you're here this early in the summer, springtime. Because come right about mid-July, August, you do not want to be in this room with us.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yes, very
glad. It's a sweaty man fest. It's gross.
And, I don't know about that.
Yeah, can I go with pass?
Well, that's, you know, each to his own, Rick. Each to his own. Hey, yeah. Should I book another teenage band for you during the summer?
Right. Check IDs, though.
Crazy.
Let me know which ones not to ogle.
Keep my eyes averted to the ground, to the ground.
Speaking of past episodes, last week's was really cool. I want to thank Matt again for being on.
That was fucking rad.
That was awesome.
Dude, those
recordings came out really good, Rick. Dude, how was your weekend?
Me? I worked my fucking ass off from the entire weekend with the band Actors Killed Lincoln, which used to be the local Bodines, not the national act, the Bodines,
right. The
local band, the Bodines. And they changed their name to Actors Killed Lincoln, and they were fucking weird, dude. It was so fucking rad. We had we only did 4 songs, but it took the entire weekend because the band consists of drums, bass, guitar, banjo, accordion, violin, trumpet, trombone, there's no trumpet. Trombone, clarinet, it just went
skin
on
flute.
And on. They just, it was thing after thing after thing. It just like,
did
there was
you run
so
out
much.
Of channels?
Tiny piano?
I did. And then we had to overdub tons of stuff for days. And it, we got 4 songs done though, and it was amazing. And they did like shouty gang vocals. And I mean, it was fucking weird, wild stuff. Oh, cello too. There was a little bit of cello in there, and it was so much fun. But I didn't work I worked the entire weekend, but I got off super late on Saturday and still went to Inner Zone.
Oh, nice. Dude. Yeah, I went over there at 2:00 and it was all over with.
Oh, dude, you got there like right after I left. Inner Zone is the studio on 4th. Every first Saturday of the month they have it. And they play old fucking club music from when I was a kid, from the old underground days.
It's all old school goth industrial.
Yeah.
The Cure and It's Reb.
Yeah, and
early Ministry.
Every Day's Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fucking awesome. And they leaned, it's always a little bit different, and this time they leaned a little bit more hardcore industrial kind of stuff.
Aw, damn it.
The portion that I was there. It was really, awesome. I'd say.
No, now I'm doubly bummed out that I missed that, and you being out of the house club and hanging out.
And then when I was there, I run into Galen, who was drunk out of his mind.
Oh, man.
Who's Galen?
Galen is a dear friend of
really
ours.
I kicked Galen out of my house at so many parties when he was underage, repeatedly. It's like, no, dude, you're 16. You can't solicit cocksucking. You know, get out of my party. I really don't want to go. I'm the only one over 22 here.
He told the story because we went out and had food afterwards, and he told the story of me throwing him out of the house.
Yeah.
To my friend, and he was all, and when I say throw me out of the house, I mean he literally
picked
threw me
up
out of the house.
Got some air.
We've had some good times.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Really, really good friend. I love you, Galen, if you listen.
And then he dragged me to the 5-star.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't been to in a while. You know? And it's so much nicer than it used to be.
Yes, it is. The Five Star is like, a nice little hub of downtown culture.
Back when I drank, it was really like a shithole. Yeah.
I didn't think you.
Crank mess. Like,
that was creepy awful. Old tweakers yeah. just waiting for you to walk in the door.
Yeah, I had been there one time, like 7 years ago, and seen a guy just blow another guy at the bar.
Oh, my God.
Like, at the bar. Like, why would you do that? Like, you can't walk to the bathroom? I don't know. But they've really cleaned that place up. It's not like
it used to
be.
It's a nice little art bar.
Yeah,
really these days.
So well,
they put on a lot of shows.
And there were gay people everywhere, and that was kind of weird.
Was it beard wing around your people?
Yeah,
your
peoples. I don't feel comfortable around my people. It was okay.
You're a gay Oreo.
Yes. What would that be? What's pink on the outside and brown on the inside? I could show you.
But oh yeah.
Sexually.
You know what, guys? How
I'm
was
sorry.
Your weekend, Rory?
My weekend was great. I went and did all of those things. And
you went to the Five Star too?
No. I haven't been to the Five Star in a minute either. But no, I went to the Treehouse, and then I went to Witch McCollum's, the birthday gig. And then on Sunday, Sunday. I picked up Riku, drove down to Carson, picked her up from my mother-in-law, and then came back to town, went to the store and bought some bacon to wrap around the pork loin and Swiss cheese I had at my house, and I barbecued up a bacon-wrapped pork loin.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. And then I served it to nerds, who I then proceeded to role play with for hours, and one of the things I said that night was her tampons have hilts.
Well, I like it that way.
And that's way deep into a real nerd conversation. So
that's some like.
Well, thank you.
That's how hardcore. Yeah, that's what I did with my Sunday. I got really, I got
friends?
That nerdy.
Oh.
It had to do with this
Felix
vampire
and
it had to do with Felix's nun vampire that he plays.
All right, well, this inside joke brought to you by Pink Blends.
Oh, wait, here. Brought to you by
the wind.
The wind hasn't made an appearance in a minute.
That's true. I haven't
that was a wind,
you yet.
That was a wind moment,
though.
Besides
the game the other day.
But no, I had just kind of an uneventful party and hanging out kind of weekend.
Cool.
It was a good time. Looking forward to this coming weekend, Mother's Day. You know, everybody give your mom a call out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, hug the women in your life because they're awesome.
Yeah. Give them an extra one if they're a mom coming up.
And give them a slap on your ass if they're your partner.
Give them an extra one if they're your mom. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. Hey, and this moment brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Again.
Check the Pinky link.
They got two spots.
Yeah, already.
Right in a row.
So let's go to our guest.
Yes.
Who do I want to go to first? Todd is pointing to... Oh, they're pointing at each other.
I'll go first.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Todd sure. with your Mr. Music.
Todd Ballow.
Hi.
Hi. Good
Welcome
evening.
To the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I turned 21 for the second time.
Congratulations.
And I don't mean 22.
That's the magic age. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Yes. Yes, it's the answer to the life, universe, and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
I've reached it.
I am looking forward to that landmark myself.
Yes. I have been 21 twice. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty special. What'd you do on your second 21st birthday?
It was pretty uneventful. I went out to dinner at Pirate's Pizza and then went and saw the Avengers, which is badass if you get a chance
to
see it.
Yeah.
Avengers.
Yeah, I have not seen it, but I think it is kind of a unanimous thumbs up that it is just the best superhero movie made.
It's so fun.
It's one of those you kind of check your brain at the door, but it was a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's superheroes.
Yeah, exactly. Nonstop action, quite funny, too.
A little bit of Joss Whedon humor.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Bad, you know?
I think the book was better.
Comics books are probably better.
Yeah.
But, Joss Whedon is pretty bitchin' when it comes to the funny. When it comes to the like, slick tongue-in-cheek. Like,
He's good dialogue.
Yeah,
good
definitely.
Character study guy. I like it.
So you've been playing a lot of shows lately, haven't you?
I have, yes. I usually play anywhere from 2 to 4 times a month. My last one was at Swill Coffee and Wine over on Lakeside Court. I'm going to be back there on the 18th, and I'll be at Tuesday's Taste of Reno on, what is that, the 15th? Yes.
Yes.
Java Jungle.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. I haven't played there before, so.
At Java?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say hi to Tony for us, Tony Walker.
I will.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
The Locust. Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
I met him back when I ran the open mic there for a number of years, back in the last century.
Nice.
But, yeah, no, it's a good spot. It's a nice performance spot. I've always loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there many times, most often at Junkle Vino.
Yeah.
And it's a good place. Looking forward to playing there.
Fun. Yeah. Well, everybody should go check that out, and I should write that down so I remember to put it in the blog.
15th. 8 to 10.
This is exciting radio.
We're all writing it down.
Everyone write it down.
I've seen Todd a number of times, posted some videos. We played a show with... was it Present and Red Mercury?
Yes.
Stewart in the Basement?
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. That was a good night.
And really, really good. You guys are going to be in for a treat real soon here. He's going to play us some songs. But,
so what's your least favorite place to play in town?
Can I actually say that on here?
To put you on the spot.
Yeah, oh, yeah, go ahead. Nobody listens.
Okay. Right now, that's 775 Gastro Pub.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had a little issue with the owners, so... They ended up canceling all the music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, so. I guess it was just too much of a hassle for them.
Yes. It seems like it, but I think they were making a mistake personally. But that's okay. It's not my place. It's not my decision.
Well, right. Reno is kind of the burgeoning music and art hub here.
Yes.
It is totally their loss. And their
there's always something going on every day of the week, which I was always compared that to Seattle back in the day when I first moved there. There was always something going on. It was, you get lost and just... the city life of everything going on.
Try going to one event on a weekend. I mean, there's usually like two or three things going on. I mean, heck, more than that, but two or three things that I want to do out of the eight things going on every Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mondays. Forget about all the Monday open mics at Java Jungle and then later on at Jub Jubs.
Yeah. Sunday at Strega.
Sunday at Strega, yeah. There was a point in time, I don't know if it's still true, but there was a point in time you could find an open mic in Reno every night of the week.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's maybe five or six nights, maybe not all seven right now, but still, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a lot of opportunity for people to be an audience member and a performer.
Yes. Yeah. Get some exposure and support other musicians. Same time. Yeah.
Get out of the house and stop watching TV.
Now, did you get your start doing open mics, or have you just been hitting a number up in some years? Or what's your experience with the open mics in Reno?
When I first moved to Reno 14 and a half years ago, that's actually how I got my start in the music scene here. Was I went and I hit the open mic at the Cantina Los Tres Hombres on South Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman who was hosting was looking for a partner, and I ended up hosting that with
sexually.
Her.
Nice, Rick.
Perhaps. I ended up co-hosting that for about 3.5 years. And then I also went into the old Blue Lamp that was on Sierra.
Yeah.
And was for their open mic. Yeah,
that, well, you know, we probably would have crossed paths there because that's when I started doing a lot of poetry myself.
Yeah. I hosted that open mic for about a year.
Okay. That's where Sean worked when he was on heroin.
I think that's by default at this point.
Yeah, didn't you have to be on drugs to work at that bar?
I think so, yes. Of course I wasn't.
I knew some
people who
didn't, and they actually made good money out of there.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
They didn't spend it every night.
It's a medical condition.
Yes,
that's true.
I get really anxious. The heroin keeps me level.
It really does work.
Yeah, sure.
You ever seen The Incredible Hulk, man?
Yeah. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. By the way, I'm sure my mom's going to listen to this, Mom.
You wouldn't like me when I'm sober.
That's actually true. Speaking of that, let's all take a drink.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Monday, and happy Wednesday to anybody out there drinking right now. And if you're not, try it. If you're underage, wait and try it.
Play the game every time Roy says,
I like it. I like it. You should keep track on a little hatch pad every week from now on.
I think we're going to get hammered.
Yeah, no. So what I wanted to say was, do deliberate ones count?
Yes.
Sure. Yes, they do.
You're the boss.
Everybody take a drink.
Here we go.
It's your show, Rory.
It's all of our show.
True.
You know, speaking of that,
soon it's gonna be
we were just saying how our show is expanding. We got a little production assistant in the lovely Armageddon. But I was thinking I need a production assistant too. So
if only Nick had another wife. I guess not.
If I only, could go Mormon, give it a shot. Like it,
if only somebody so Rory could have his life easier.
Wait. If only I had a wife.
Is the secret out?
Yeah, well, whatever. Fuck it. You know,
people are like, happening. Man, Rory's been going out a lot lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I just said, yeah, no. God damn it.
Well, there you go.
Drink. Thank you.
But it wasn't me saying it.
I think
it counts for Rick too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody on the show says it, then they get it. But
you're off to a good start, Rory. I think everyone should be married at least once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I would say maybe at most.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. I won't do it again.
But yeah, you know what? Hey, it's all good. We're very good friends. We have a kid together, and we live in the scene, and are you know not. I don't know. I'm not holding. Nobody's holding on to anger, resentment, any of that bullshit. It's just this is the path in front of us, and let's move on and be awesome.
Good for you.
That's kind of the plan.
Yeah.
Good. So,
nice.
No so drama. I guess in other news, officially, ladies, I am back on the market.
it really
little
sunk
plug.
In. It really sunk in when I was at a show and I looked over and you were like, had your tongue crammed down some chick's
oh my
throat.
God.
Hot.
I was like,
yeah, thanks, Rick.
Wow. Is that really happening? Oh, I thought it was somebody else at first. Oh. That's
oh,
where we're at.
It's that Rory again. Haven't seen him in 8 years.
It was late, you know.
At least it was late. Thank you. I'm glad
you
know that.
Yeah.
Nice. And next time, help me keep my wits about me.
I think that you should get, yeah.
As you wish, Mr. Dow.
Totally.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah. Well, thank you, buddy. Hey, we could be wingmen again.
I don't know if I'm good at that.
The dynamic, I think, would probably have changed a little.
Yeah, you can't lure gay guys in for me. Well,
right, come on. I answer that question 3 times a day. Like, so, wait, so you're gay, right? No. Oh, really?
Yeah. Comma, but I have a friend. Are you into older bald guys?
Well, no, I'm saying that women who are saying this are taking them in their confidence because they assume I'm gay. And that's when I get to play the no card.
You...
And then they get interested all of a sudden.
No, it's you're answering the question wrong. You say, yes, but I've been thinking about women lately. you gotta work that.
If just the right one came along, I might switch.
You know, I used that one for many years. It just got stale. It got real stale. It's not the 90s anymore.
It's exciting.
It's
for
not
them,
the
though.
90s anymore.
It's not.
Yeah.
Everything's different, and it doesn't. And all the most straight guys act like queens anyway nowadays. So
true. Yeah. But
so
I
can't.
Me more than most.
Yeah.
I will. You know, me more than most though. So. Who else
got ourselves a pretty little faggot.
Rory.
Yeah, because you're not a pretty little faggot.
Thank you, Dick.
Good time.
I want to say it's time to force Todd to play a song.
Oh, let's have Todd play.
And then when we come back, we'll spend a little time with the lovely Elsie.
Thank you.
Sounds like a good idea.
Nice. Well, I'm going to start
out. Dance Monkey Dance.
Dance Monkey. that's awesome. I'm going to start out with the first song that I ever had the pleasure of writing. It goes back about 18 or 19 years now. My buddy Kevin Higdon and I wrote it sitting on the shores of Lake Michigan, I think it was. It was forever ago. This one's called Sensory Input. Tell me that I've been wrong all the times you've been right. Tell me why you defend yourself when I haven't even picked a fight. If I look for your light, I will get my daily bread. But all I need to get me through the night is the light at the end of my cigarette. But don't you tell me what's what? Well, that's too much sensory input. I know what you're meaning, buddy. I don't mean to slam my door shut on you, but you better not tell me I'm not happy for the things that I've got. I tell you that's too much sensory input. Tell me that I've been blind. Do you have the gift of vision?
to sit there and undermine all my beliefs and opinions. You wear your pain like a badge, and you speak with such conviction. But it ain't the years, it's the knowledge. It ain't the school, it's the education. But hey, don't you tell me what's what. Well, that's too much sensory input. I know what you mean, and buddy, I don't mean to slam my door shut on you. But you better not tell me I'm not safe until I body your God. I tell you that's too much sensory input. Don't you tell me what's what. Well, that's too much sensory input. I know what you mean, and buddy, I don't mean to slam my door shut on you. But you better not tell me I'm not happy for the things that I've got. Saved until I body your God. I tell you that's way too much for me now. But hey, don't you tell me what's what. Well, that's too much sensory input. I know what you mean, and buddy, I don't mean to slam my door shut on you. Tell me I'm not happy for the things that I've got. I tell you that's too much sensory input. Buddy, don't you say, buddy, don't you tell me what's what. Well, it's way too much. Well, it's way too much. It's way too much. And I just wish you'd keep your fucking mouth shut. Oh, don't you tell me I'm not safe until I bow to your God. I tell you that's too much sensory input.
Woohoo! Yeah! That was very nice. Very nice.
It's kind of a light, fun, summery kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's driving around with the windows rolled down music.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's really cool in the headphones. I can hear the lyrics real crisp, you know.
Oh, nice.
They're saying it's rad. It's a rad poem.
Now, you said you wrote this on the shore of Lake Michigan, you mentioned?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Like, what part of Lake Michigan?
It's not that big.
It's not that big. It's right off of downtown Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I have family in Chicago and small town Michigan. So.
Oh, nice. I'm actually originally from Normal, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Yeah. St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a reason why we're 2,000 miles away.
Exactly, yes. My friend. Exactly. Yeah. I was just talking to a friend the other night, and my cousin's getting married on June 30th here.
Nice.
And my mom wanted to fly me out. And I was going to go out, take a little mini vacation, take my daughter and drop her off for half of the summer and then come back and my mom will bring her in August.
Yeah.
Well, then I was reminded that the Reno Block Party, ladies and gentlemen, is June 30th. So I had to call my mom up and ask her if she could cancel the plane tickets and get me in town a day earlier so I could skip my cousin's wedding to be at a stupid rock show on, Arlington.
Oh, totally.
At Wingfield Park. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was locked into emceeing this since last year. But there's a reason I live 2,000 miles away from all of them.
Yes.
And I would much rather be at a stupid rock show in Reno than at my cousin's wedding.
Your cousin's not a listener, so it's okay. Right?
Dare your family. She might. She might. She moved to New Orleans right as we moved away from Louisiana. So she could take it as I'm like deliberately avoiding her. And I kind of hope she does. No, not really. Aww. She's great. Katie's great.
Nobody wants to really be at a wedding. Even the people at the wedding don't want to be. Even the people in the wedding don't want to be at the wedding.
Recently single at an out-of-town wedding. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh,
that could really work out for me.
Wow.
MCing Reno Block Party could also work out for me, but I'll be too exhausted at the end of the day to do anything about it because that's a grueling
don't
event.
Don't believe the hype, bro. You have better chance for a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, here everybody knows me and doesn't believe me. And I do want to mention this segment of the show is brought to you by our fine, fine inked sponsor, Stingray Tattoo.
Again.
God fail. Damn.
Thinking of a new tattoo?
Uh-huh.
Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
Wow, that sucked.
It was double click fail. You know, like when you double click and the thing goes, oh, you want to retitle this? No. No, I don't. Thank you for asking. Play the fucking. Yeah.
Computer, you missed the post.
Computer?
Oh,
you get a ding for that, Rick. Let's shift gears here and talk to the lovely Elsie Marie, Miss Reno Pinup 2012. How you doing, Elsie?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. I'm glad to finally get you in here on the show.
That
contest was like what, 3 months ago now?
Yeah.
But you
I'm busy.
you've been taking Reno by storm.
Yes,
in 2012
I have.
Here. Yeah. Well, you're a photographer, you're a model now too.
Apparently.
And what else do you do? Do you design your own clothes? Which are by the way, lovely.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yes.
Just don't shop in Reno, so
no, you guys, she's got a little black and white or black and red throwback retro ensemble and just looks fantastic with your glasses.
Thank you.
Totally gorgeous.
Your dress
Thank
matches
like
your
a
glasses.
Movie star.
Yeah.
Like old timey movie star though.
The 50s are great.
Yeah.
Was born in the wrong era. You know. Love the 50s.
But you embrace the now. You've got the piercings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Modern piercings, tattoos.
Conveniences.
Uh-huh. Spices.
So what are you doing?
What
is your empire trying? You know, what is next for the juggernaut that is Elsie Marie?
Well, I just started photography in January. I don't know. I'm just seeing where it goes. And I don't know. I'm finding myself modeling. Did the Jubs shoot this for Reno Tahoe.
Right. The Reno Tahoe Tonight, which is out now.
Yeah.
With it has your photo spread in it. Mm-hmm. And it's also got an article by a certain Reverend Rory Dowd in it.
No shit. What did I ask you to write about?
Me?
Oh, that's a good subject.
I get to like write a column about me living in Reno every month. It's kind of cool.
Really?
Awesome.
Yeah. But
so yeah, and then just photography and starting that, and I don't know, see where it takes me.
Well, where can people check you out online, and do you have contact info there?
I do. I have a website, and it's being revised right now, but you can go on www.cupcakescanon.com. And I'm changing my name. It'll be Elsie Marie Photography.
Oh, okay.
And, I just shot the Reno Roller Derby Girls yesterday, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Cinco de Mayo. And
you are an active Facebooker as well, as are you, Todd. I steal some of my best material from you.
I'm glad I can contribute.
Yeah. Yeah, no, people tell me, oh, you post the funniest things all the time. Yeah, I'm just stealing it from this guy, Todd and George Takei.
He does have good ones, too.
Oh, excuse me, George Takei, because it rhymes with gay. Right. Even though I grew up with it was Takei. All growing up, it was Takei. For like 30 years, it was Takei.
It was, yes.
And then he went. And then he came out of the closet.
I'm gay.
And he's the gay George Takei.
He is kind of a social media juggernaut, though. Like the last year, he just kind of took over being funny on the internet. Like that's his job now. I mean, I'm sure it's not actually him half the time. Really, most of the time, it's here's a picture. How about one of my lovely fans caption this, and then he reposts that. But hey, whatever works, man. Everybody's talking about him. I mention him all the time on this show. I am a fan.
Me too.
I would sword fight him.
I'm not sure what that means.
Exactly.
Oh, you mean like in the old episodes?
Yeah, with my shirt off and a fencing sword.
The Gorn in the background somewhere.
Yeah. Masturbating furiously.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
Asian.
Just don't wear the red tunic.
Tuvok! Yeah, right, yeah. No. Well, I'd rather wear a red tunic than a red shirt. I'd cross-dress for Captain Kirk.
Who wouldn't?
Right. that's the Shat, baby, when he looked great. Really, Shatner was a hot young man back in the like Twilight Zone days.
Is that
well,
true?
George Takei, like, you know, for an Asian guy. Back in the day. Like,
nobody likes Scotty?
Nah. No. He was the fat friend that made them all look good.
Oh. But in that newer Star Trek where they were young and in college, high school. Oh, dude. The guy that played him in that was awesome.
Isn't that
the Abrams?
Yeah, they were all
the
hot,
Abrams Star Trek. It was Simon Pegg.
Yeah, Simon Pegg.
It was Simon Pegg. Yeah, from Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, he's not hot, Rick. He's a nerd.
Can we turn this towards Zoe Saldana at this point?
We totally slipped away from Elsie. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
And once again, we're gay. Like, you had to bring up George Takei. That really wasn't me steering it into the gay.
No, Rory.
That was me talking about me once again.
You got to do.
Yeah, ladies, he's single.
This is what it's like
all the time.
I'd bang him, but he talks so much afterwards.
Yeah.
About really
I don't talk. I don't talk as much as some ex-girlfriends of mine, and you know who I'm talking about exactly, Rick.
Kind of odd subjects to be talking to.
Yeah, I'm not mentioning any names here. That's a complete in-joke of two former roommates in this house.
Yeah, but I think pretty much every guy can make that statement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huh, and me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Rick, you're always that one in the relationship.
No, I shut the fuck up. I'm, you know. Ride that orgasm cloud for a while.
Well,
I think that's the quote of the day.
So Elsie.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about doing burlesque?
I have. I've looked into it. So
I bet you would be great at it.
Yeah.
And you should tell me when it happens.
I will. I will.
Got my hand raised in the air.
I will post on my Facebook.
Todd, I think you'd be pretty okay at the burlesque too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm open to try just about anything.
So. Right on. Yeah. Right on.
What kind of pasties would you like?
One large one.
Do guys do burlesque or do they just sit in the corner and work it?
Yeah.
No, they sit in the corner and play the music.
Okay. Yeah.
Or MC, MC the show,
as I
have done a couple of times.
Yeah. I understand.
I could play the guitar with pasties on.
Yeah.
Why not?
There you go. I'd see that.
Maybe some fishnets.
It wouldn't be the worst thing I've ever done.
Right. Have you ever put on a pair of fishnets? They're quite comfy.
Actually, I have.
Yeah, so you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
My first year at Burning Man, I ended up getting dressed by some of my campmates as a Catholic schoolgirl.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a picture of it on my Facebook page.
They get laid.
I mean, isn't it kind of a prerequisite if you're going to be at Burning Man, you have to wear stockings at some point during the experience?
Think so.
Unless you're already one who does wear stockings, then you can get away with it.
Then you have to not.
Yeah. Bodysuit or whatever.
I'm not
stocking on the top.
Or nothing.
Sure.
Or on just on
as
your face.
Long as there's no shirt cocking. And there's no shirt cocking.
Unless you're beef cocking. Or wait, shirt beaving is okay, but
that's
shirt
okay.
Cocking's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. That's just a girl walking around with her shirt on. Yeah. That's cool.
But dudes, don't do that.
Yeah, dudes cannot get away with that.
No.
That is, especially if you have long
while
hair
you're
and
at
tight
it,
ass.
Don't even go naked.
Yeah.
You know, and unless you're at like the gay part, or even like Rick's house or something.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, now you stepped off the reservation. Like, that's
sorry. Not hot.
No, yeah.
You can be naked.
Usually, though, there's the
some very beautiful
it,
sights in the world, and the sight of a fully naked man is not one of them.
Yeah. But the sight of a fully naked man is way better than just legs and dick.
Yes.
If you're going to have anything have it be
no,
the upper
I will
half.
Agree.
Yeah,
I will agree.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the.
If you're going to take the pants off, the
barely
shirt must
any better,
also go.
But you should just leave it to the girls, dude. Let the ladies be naked.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
agree.
I mean. Unless
Nick's
you're
secretly
a naked
a homophobe.
Guy camp at Burning Man. I'm just saying at Burning Man.
At Burning Man,
on
you're a homophobe,
dude. I'm not a homophobe, but just fucking these guys walk around and they're like, "You seeing that?" And I'm just like, yeah,
"You like that?
Who gives a fuck, dude?
Nobody cares.
Get your dirty cock.
You don't
want to
get a sunburn on that.
Picture,
trust me.
Dude, you know what I mean? And the girls don't go like, "You seeing that? You seeing that?" They just walk by. They're minding their own business, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like the fucking cockers want to show off something, or just their fucking. I don't. I hate it.
It would be different if it was a bunch of really hot guys, but it's never a bunch of hot guys.
No. I think it would still bother me if they were hot too. I'd just be like, why? Why?
Yeah.
But I, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Jiffy
it's a lose lose
down the block. Jiffy Lube's right down the block, dude. That's the place to go do that.
It's a lose-lose for you, Nick, because if they're hot, then you feel inferior, and if they're gross, then it's gross.
Yeah, exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm always going to lose in that sitch. No. And I cocked it, but it was my wedding day, and I was naked and green. And it was nighttime.
And it was chilly.
So that's when it's okay.
So
if you just got married
on. Oh yeah,
and you're green,
and it's nighttime,
then it's okay.
Then it's okay.
That does sound like actually that might be actual official Burning Man rules.
I think nighttime is the critical part
of
that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nighttime, there are shadows.
Yeah, I was nothing. I was never like, do you see that? I was like, I know you don't see it, dude. It's okay.
So, Todd, do you want to play a song that you might have played at Burning Man?
Yeah, I could do that. Sure,
since we're on topic, let's just flow
with
that.
Did I just hear someone scream in the background?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I wonder if the audience heard that.
Probably not.
Because when we were talking about the siren, you really could hear it on the recording.
Oh, good.
I'm thinking that was probably my neighbor. My window's open, and I looked outside. I didn't see anybody. But...
Motherfucker!
Trying to record a goddamn podcast, motherfucker.
No, he's probably... I wonder if he, like, hurt himself. I mean, clearly, because somebody screamed, ow.
Oh, it was ow?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I hope you're okay.
Now.
As I always say, if it doesn't
take it
hurt,
all back.
You're not doing it right.
Go ahead and shirt cock or whatever.
Ramshackle shack with a fat New Orleans junkie. Charismatic cholo, so some say, was born plain lucky. Cruise the streets of Juarez in his low-cut Eldorado. Or slick hands, divine command in a brash and bubble vato. Well, Mother Mary said your time has come. For the river's wide, old cranberry fought and won. Through the very love of God and man. Ooh, Jesus crossed the Rio Grande. Jesus fell in step with a group of high-bowed federales. Sat them down and formed their plans through a haze of cult cicates. Judas said, now, Jesus, I know you're prone to walk on water. Swim downstream, there's a better chance that you'll make it across the border. Well, Mother Mary said, your time has come. For the river's wide, what can be fought and won? Through the very love of God and man. Ooh, Jesus crossed the Rio Grande. Friday night, vision it was blinded by the bright El Paso lights. Never saw the shot that brought him short from freedom's land. The faithful that still waited for the coming of the man. Yeah. Mother Mary said, your time has come. For the river's wide, what can be fought and won? Through the very love of God and man. Ooh, Jesus crossed the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
That
was
hot.
Pretty badass, dude. Yeah.
Took me there.
I like that.
Out to the playa?
Yeah, I was in a movie in my head.
It's the Rio Grande.
Oh, what are we doing? Is it the thing?
That's a question.
Yes, I think so.
You think it's time?
Definitely.
Rick,
definitely.
Do you think it's time?
It's you, I think, and so. Me.
Do you have some music for me?
I think I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the worst little quiz in the world. I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, and you're my contestants, in which I'm going to ask you a number of randomly selected questions and assign you subjective point values when you answer. Are you ready to play?
Yes. Hell yeah.
This is my favorite part of the show, and my favorite question in this part of the show. I ask it almost every time at the beginning. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, Elsie Marie, trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
My mother.
Interesting.
God bless her.
She didn't need a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah, not a lot of time, no explanation. I'm going to say no explanation necessary. Yeah.
Not needed.
Todd.
Yes.
Same question.
Oh, definitely my mother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, this is great. Right before Mother's Day.
I know, right?
Well, she's got the least amount of time
left. I love
left,
you, Mom.
So.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, that's fair enough. Fair enough. You each get some point total over 10. Let's see. Name the celebrity that you would ruin your relationship to be with. If you're not in a current relationship, a theoretical committed relationship.
And please explain that.
Yeah, that one you gotta like, explain a little bit. Like, why?
Scarlett Johansson.
Good choice. That's a popular, popular choice.
Yeah.
She just stole my thunder.
I just gotta say that was a rad answer.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, now let's all just stop and take a
break. Let's ponder on that. Yeah.
Rick, scroll down and look at the pictures if you're on our site right now.
Rick, you do something gay.
Because Todd is fucking adorable.
Does Todd get to answer?
Right.
Question. Oh, well, I thought
absolutely the same question.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all are taking a pause so long. We forgot where we were.
Yeah, I would say
ScarJo, Elsie Marie Land.
Yeah, I got kind of distracted.
Same
there.
Music though. Strangely, same music.
Yeah,
I would have to go with January Jones.
Ooh,
also an excellent. That's an excellent answer.
I give you Rick's just all what
I give you extra points
to destroy my hypothetical relationship.
Damn it.
Maybe Rick's out doing something. He's probably getting coffee right now.
No.
Oh, there he is.
Would he feel better if I said Robert Downey Jr.?
Not bad. Huh.
I could live with that.
He's seen better days.
Yeah.
I like
him when he was a junkie.
That's a good answer.
Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
I'm not wearing.
Oh!
Number one answer!
Oh, that's a large point total right there.
It's
Todd,
not hot in here.
Todd,
sorry, what was the question again?
Color, make, and model, current underwear.
Yeah, I got it. Black boxers, silk.
2 points.
Yeah. Oh, she wins the whole game just for that.
Hey, you know how this game works.
I'm gonna bow gracefully out.
Oh no, but we still have to answer some questions.
You never know; you can get her in the rapid fire.
Yes.
Rate your own skills as a lover.
Oh, I'd say 15.
Ooh. I should have mentioned that was a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Todd. 1 to 10. Rate your own skills as a lover.
That depends on the woman. We're from a 7 to a 10.
7 to 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on the woman.
What you're working with.
6.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're like working with a 15, you cut your average down pretty good, right?
Well, you know, I got to go with the whole statement earlier.
So you're saying like if she's a demanding bitch, then you'd go extra? Or like if she's, or she's like a really sloppy fat girl, then you're really good? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Do you know my ex-wife? Just kidding.
So we'll switch this up for a second. Todd, in all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Gandhi,
good answer, good answer. Elsie?
Mike Tyson, I want to bite his ear off.
Yeah!
I'm just thinking Gandhi won't fight back.
See, you're a hit. Pussy, she has the balls.
I'm okay with that.
Let's see.
Yeah, tell you, looking at Elsie listening to this music, you feel like you're in the right time zone.
Right, yeah, you know? We're all out of place.
Yes.
You're
in my world.
Well, you look pretty close, Roy, with the vest and everything.
You're
almost there.
I got the dapper thing and the
pocket
watch.
The blue jeans don't work with the tennis, though.
That's a little too 80s
too
executive.
Modern,
yeah. What would you want for your last meal on this planet?
Buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
Extra saucy.
That gets you another 5 points. Yeah. Extra 5 points for extra sauce.
Can I just go with pussy?
Ooh.
Oh, hey, that's an excellent answer.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. That helps you catch up marginally.
Damn.
Marginally. Who is the member of the Breakfast Club you most identify with?
I don't. None. I don't.
None.
Okay.
Sorry, I lose points.
Unfortunately, it's got to be Anthony Michael Hall.
The Brian.
Yeah.
The Brian.
Yeah, I'm half Brian.
Because you're from Normal, and you lived on Sesame Street,
exactly.
You were telling me before the show.
Yes.
You,
and
you
how
lived
do you get
on
there?
Sesame Street.
Yes.
You
wow.
Can get there mm-hmm. how?
Can you tell me how to get?
How yeah. To, yes. It's quite easy. Take 80 East. then get off really, really, really far.
For... Oh, hey, Todd, I recognize you. Help then... me. Help me off of the floor. Get me out of here. They're all crazy in here.
He just woke up again. Yeah.
So you'd really just take 80 East and
kick that for
Illinois, all. And then you just kill yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and then you hit 55, right? And go north on 55.
Then you take 74 from Peoria to Plymouth.
Oh, yeah.
Plymouth
yeah.
Normal. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll cut over to 55 and drop down to St. Louis from there. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, I know. It cuts a lot of time off the yeah. trip. how hard do you hit your spouse?
if I had a spouse, I hit hard.
Oh, all right. Another good answer. Todd?
Depends on which room we're in.
Also, nice. A very acceptable yeah. answer. Yeah. Let's see. How was your stool today?
It was pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's good, right?
Nice. Yeah, I think yeah. that's good, generally.
I don't
Todd?
Right before my shower. That's what I'm going to go with.
How was it?
How was it?
Yeah.
It was life-changing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. All right.
That's... Got rid of a lot of shit.
Just to chime in, this one is making my butt kind of numb.
Well, that's a problem. You should probably have that looked at later.
After the show?
By Rick. Have Rick look okay. at it.
I'll check it for you, Rick.
All right.
Rick will check your stool out.
Oh, and this comes up and mine's not here.
And now the final bonus question, one of my favorite questions. You can choose to not answer this question, but if you do choose to answer, you are guaranteed 25 points. So, you're going down on a girl. And you encounter a crispy, warm piece of bacon. Do you eat it? Follow-up questions are allowed.
Hell yes.
Absolutely. That's better than Applewood smoked.
All right. All right. You each get a solid 25 points there at the end. But I'm going to say you never made any traction back. Oh, wait. Rapid fire. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
I forgot about rapid fire. All right.
Wait, I got one.
You go.
This one's dumb as fuck. Billy Idol or Phil Collins? Go.
Billy Idol.
All the way.
Billy Idol.
Nice.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Good. Yeah, you're my people. All right. The Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols.
Oh, you are my peoples. All right. Lots of extra points here. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
You're my people.
Nah.
Love the Star Wars.
I yeah, they're your people. Yeah, creamy or crunchy?
Nice.
Creamy.
Creamy.
Mm. Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Ginger.
So wait, ginger, gay. All right, so you're a queer and right. you're a homophobe. let's see, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Coke.
Blind or deaf?
Death.
Blind.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Shit.
Not an option.
Yeah, not an option.
That's a different question.
Cancer.
Tattoos or piercings?
Both.
And you can get them both done at Stingray Tattoo. Sneak a plug in there. La marijuana or la alcohola? Alcohola.
Alcohol.
La marijuana.
Ah. Giving or receiving?
Giving.
Both at the same time.
Ooh, I like your style.
Let's see. Podcast or radio?
Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you both get points for that too. and puke or shit?
Puke.
Oh, shit.
That's Rick's contribution. shaven or hirsute?
Shaven.
What?
Hirsute. Having hair.
Shaven.
Cheater or cheated?
Neither.
cheater.
Ooh, bad girl here. That's going to round off the rapid fire. I think that's as good a place as any to stop. And you both had some great answers there that I really agree with. And that's really what matters in that part of the quiz. You still didn't make up enough ground. So our big winner this week is the lovely Elsie Marie. Yeah.
Thank you.
Winning the worst little quiz in the world. You'll have some lovely parting gifts on our way out.
I look forward to it.
Unique stickers. Unlike any other stickers that we might have made and distributed across the city.
Right. You want to come on the show again anytime?
I would love that. I would totally love that.
Because we have the Chewbacca here who, you know, has to not be here every once in a while.
Yeah, I need to see Chewbacca.
Well, you can always be like a stand-in. We like people to come hang out when he's not here.
All right. I can do that. Put on my Chewbacca suit.
He's pissed off right now. He's all, I want to be there when I'm
guys,
there, too.
I want to be there.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was going to cue you up for another song.
Yeah.
I have to retune for this one a little bit. So
song
I just want
the tuning
retune.
Song. It is a very common and popular song.
Everybody knows it. Well, not everybody.
I was thinking we need to come up with a traditional folk songs of Reno CD that would include stuff like, off the top of my head, Mary Anarchy and...
Home Means Nevada.
I'm a Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Pinky Polansky doing Home Means Nevada would be pretty bitchin'.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of local bands who have, like, good sing-alongs.
Like the Whiskey Song by Jack and
Spike. Yeah, Jack's Whiskey Song. Atomics.
I Fucked Your Mom.
Burn This City to the Ground.
I
Fucked Your
problem.
Mom. Yeah.
I Fucked Your Mom.
I'm thinking
That's one of my favorite songs.
It is a great tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, really, traditional folk songs of Reno.
I
like
it. Those,
I like that idea.
Say, do you guys know how to medicine? Anyway. Folk dancing, right?
Right.
All right, you're done? Play a song.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Fuck, dude.
I'm in love.
Yeah, I was was all finger picking, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Yeah, all just him. He wasn't even playing the guitar normally. He was just dicking around with the neck and banging it and slapping it up. Like
is there a name of it for like that style of playing? Or?
You know, the
how high were you ism?
they would classify that under new age, but I really don't know why.
Yeah. That's finger picking, the way I look at it. You're not using a pick, you're using your hand and body.
It's just guitar
music. Yeah. That was amazing. That
Thank
was
you.
Really cool.
Thank you very much.
I wish we had, you should have brought your camera.
I know, I should have videotaped that.
That was really, really, really cool, Todd. Thank you for treating me to that.
What is that song called?
Pleasure. That one is, that's called Rickover's Dream. That's actually, it's Michael Hedges.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was good. Rickover.
Rickover, the First Submarine.
Oh, I was thinking Richthofen, the Red Baron.
That's where my Richtofen, mind went. Yeah.
Yeah, Richthofer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same diff.
Yeah.
Red Baron, U-boat captain.
Sure.
Wow, that was really pretty, though. That
I appreciate
really cool.
it. Thank you.
Very nice.
So, where are we at this point?
I think we're going to be talking about what's coming up. For
What's plugs?
Plugs.
Plugs? Yeah. What do you got?
Oh, I have, let's see. I have a few plugs for the weekend coming up. My friend Dale Kellums, who just got out of the hospital.
Hey, Dale. We love you.
Hopefully doing his chemo. But he's going to actually be playing out and about at a show at our favorite club, Knuckleheads. So I feel sorry for your brother having to play there. But if you can't make it out, you want to see Dale, he'll be playing with his band Gone Beyond Friday.
Kick ass. Yeah, everybody go see Dale.
I have to work at the Jubs Gypsy. The
Bourgeois Gypsies
are playing that night at Jubs as well. So the following night, the Liver Scars will be at the Alley with Hellbound Glory.
Nice. That'll be a good
Saturday,
show.
May 12th, go see that. And
get your local punk rock socks on.
The week after that's Mary Anarchy 2012.
Yeah,
nice.
Let me say Friday we got
just a week and a half left, ladies and gentlemen. Put your party shoes on and get ready to tear it up.
4 p.m. we start with Mallory, Joni Blindman, Betty Rocker,
Joni
Candy
Joni
Shop, is. The Canes. Yeah, hits here
Candy
that
Shop.
Joni one.
I love Joni.
Do you ever say something?
Well, but the only bad thing is that it isn't appropriate.
Okay.
That was bad.
The Canes.
That's a good one.
Walk of Shame, Big Remote, Present, Red Mercury, Merkin, Memory Motel, Elephant Motherfucking Rival.
Dude, those are all awesome.
Shit,
that's
going to
be a good show.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then Saturday at 3 p.m. you get Spike and Jack, Matt Wage, which will probably turn into a sorcery reunion probably. Tom Plunkett, Hella Acapella, Firebombing, Reno, We Have a Problem, The Harvest and the Hunt, Mark Arnest and Tony's new thing.
Yeah.
Aversion Therapy with Pinky Polansky, Evan Represent, Felix, The Gunner's Daughter, Shames, Blunderbust, and Gunshot Liquor.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of a
those
show.
Are heavy, heavy lineups.
Yeah.
So don't miss that.
Just set aside that whole weekend.
Oh, yeah, really. Like, that's just, like, we're all just going to be there and be exhausted and not leave until the last note of the last Gunshot Liquor song. Yeah.
As soon as I get done at Swill at the 18th, I'll be heading straight there. I got to catch all that. That's awesome.
Kick ass. And hosted by yours truly, the Reverend
that's
Rory
right,
Dowd.
Right.
So I'll be there all day long where you can meet me and I'll sign your baby with a Sharpie or something
Which
like
has happened
that.
A lot.
Yeah,
like seven times or something.
Yeah. And really, it's always in a place that will eventually wash off unless you would like to make it a tattoo.
Yeah, which isn't legal. So,
but you know, you can do
when
that
the kids
by yourself.
Turn 18, it's on.
They can get a tattoo at Stingray.
That's right.
With my kid.
Oh, God. Awesome. That's it for me. Yeah. That's my next couple weeks coming up.
You, Todd, you said you had the 15th coming up here?
Yeah, that's at Java Jungle, and then the
18th
at Swill. You can get all that at my website, which
Thank
is
you.
rhymeswithshallow.com.
That's perfect.
It is.
That's pretty fantastic.
Since everybody slaughters my last name, that's where that comes from.
I have to write that down because that's witty and I'm dumb, and I will forget.
Ballow rhymes with shallow.
Appropriately.
Todd Ballow.
And Elsie, what was your email website? Your
cupcakescanon.com.
How do you spell canon?
C-A-N-O-N.
Like a Canon, like something you need to know.
The camera, not the actual Canon.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
And then also you can find me, Elsie Marie, on Facebook, and I post all my happenings on there. So, yeah.
Do you have a section with all your pictures? Of course, it's called photos, right? But do you have, besides pictures of yourself, do you have some of your photography up there too?
I keep most of my photos on my website. I kind of try to keep it separate.
A little focused.
So, cool. Yeah.
Right. And you're also on the Facebookery.
Yes.
Yeah. Any either of you indulge in the Twitter machine?
Yes.
I have not. I'm trying to get on Google Plus.
It's a ghost town.
Too. It turned into it. Yeah.
It was real quick. Everybody was there standing around, and then it quickly became a ghost town.
It was cool for about 2 months.
Yeah.
I heard for photographers it's pretty cool, but I'm not sure.
The upload function with all the pictures and stuff is pretty cool, and it is all really easily just right there.
Okay.
Instead of, having to click through albums.
So it's easy to upload things that no one will ever see.
Yeah.
And we do like easy.
Good point.
We are on the internet, everybody's easy. Myself, I'm doing a little babysitting this weekend. Well, not babysitting, taking care of my kid, but, we're trading off nights. And on the night I'm not doing that, I will probably be getting inebriated at some fine local establishment.
Cool.
I'm trying not to make plans too far out.
It's good.
I like just, living in the now and all that kind of thing.
Take it as it comes.
That's how I like to do it.
Ba-dum-bum. Be here now sexually. And all that hippie bullshit. I'm Baba Ram Dass. Yeah, see, that's right. I know my transcendental.
You need time to heal.
Yeah, whatever. Blow me, Nick.
Get to know yourself first.
I know myself really well. I studied that a long time.
Studs.
Rick, what do you got going on? Who are you recording?
Oh, I've got Nuke Vegas coming in to do a pre-production album starting tomorrow. So the whole week I'm doing that. And then on the weekend, next weekend, it's supposed to be Ditch the Pilot. But those guys have been kind of...
they're supposed to be on this show.
Yeah, they've been doing different stuff, and they've been like taking breaks and stuff. So I haven't called them to make sure that they still want it. But that's
so you're secretly hoping that they cancel and you have a free weekend.
Well, it wouldn't be bad because I've gone 5 weeks without a day off, so...
I'm going to have to call them and make sure they confirm with you.
You couldn't make them confirm any more than I could.
No, probably not.
They're going to be here or they're not, and we have no say in the matter. But I would love... But then on the other hand, even though I've worked so much, it would be fucking great to work with those guys. I love those guys. So whatever happens.
Yeah.
I hope you get to go to Mary Anarchy a little bit.
I'm never going to get to do anything.
Oh, dude, that's right. Yeah, you have to go to Mary Anarchy.
I would love to
tell them.
They cancel out, then just don't book nothing else.
Just shut the house up. Pretend you don't live here anymore.
And you fucking bet I'm getting anything else if they cancel out. I'm so behind on mixing. Jesus Christ. I got
right. They cancel. You're just going to stay at home.
I do stuff. Right. Today was supposed to be a day off. I mixed all day. I didn't, and I'm still not caught up. Anywhere near caught up. It sucks. It's awesome, I'm drowning in blessing.
You sound grateful.
I am. I'm
and
very
happy
grateful.
About this.
Get back in the hot tub.
I don't even know what that was, but that's awesome.
It's a hot tub time machine.
Of course, of course. See, I miss movies. I haven't watched movies in 5 years. But at any rate, do we want to do one more song and then sign out, or just sign out? That's up to, I guess, the songer.
Yeah, what do you think, Todd?
I could do one more, sure.
Yep.
It's up to you. If you want to tell me to fuck off.
I think, go for it.
I gotta play the tuning song again.
Oh, okay. So yeah, go out, check out local shit, local venues, local shops. Eric, there's a lot of Eric, good Eric. Stuff in your town, Reno. You should utilize it.
Oh, and WLP wants to shout out to MCA. We're sorry.
Oh,
about that.
Oh yeah. Beastie shout out to MCA. Awesome. I had a Beasties weekend and listened to a lot of that.
Yeah.
I also do want to shout out once again. I know you guys had to wait till the end of the show, but Justin and Ian over at Reno Computer Fix. Find them at renocomputerfix.com. They're the kind of computer fix it guys who don't charge you by the hour. They charge you to get the job done. So they have great rates. They're local, 1170 South Wells, right by Dandelion. Line Deli. Check them out, renocomputerfix.com.
Okay.
Okay.
ask me when I sing the blues. How did I learn? What method did I use? Though I would tell you how, my friend, it's not the way I'd recommend. You find a good love and treat her wrong, and then be sorry about it when she's gone. You'll say come back, but she'll refuse. That's how I learned to sing the blues. Now people pay to hear me sing my song, the mournful melody of love gone wrong. And though the blues has brought me wealth, I find I can't sing nothing else. I lost a love I can't replace with every line I sing. I see her face, and though it's not the way I choose, that's how I learned to sing the blues. And at night, when other lovers hold their true love's tight, I hold another, but it's just not right. It's only memories I crave. In the dawn, just for a moment, I forget you're gone. I reach to hold you in the cold gray light, but only find these feelings that I use to sing these blues. My advice while you have a choice is to do some exercises with your voice. When you sing, cry every word, flat the seventh and the third. 'Cause you can sound as if you're sad. Don't be a fool and let your good love turn bad. Though it's not the way I choose, that's how I learned to sing the blues. That's how I learned to sing the blues.
Yeah.
Dude, Sad Panda. Rad.
Let's turn Thank it into you. My theme song, right?
But it's a good theme song.
Oh,
then.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. No,
if it makes you feel any better, it's sad to be me, too.
and me.
Yeah.
Can I we talk about me
Oh,
some
it's
more?
Really
Let's
sad to be Rory.
I will counter. It's pretty good to be me. I mean, it depends on the time. But right now, at this
Ramirez.
Moment.
I'm in 10 bands.
It's pretty good.
I play music with everybody in town. Yeah.
I'm Rory Dowd. I have a job and a steady
I'm a loser.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I like Kermit a little better.
Hi, Nick. I like you, too.
You're more fun than Rory.
I could ride third chair occasionally when Chewie's not here, huh?
What's Cody doing?
Oh, I don't like him. He touches me in places.
He sticks his hand on my back.
Right. He puts his hand where it's not supposed to go.
Any rate,
suck
this has been
one
a
dick cocksucker for life.
Yup. So, as one cocksucker to another, this is the Reverend Rory Dowd saying goodnight for Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Chewy, Elsie Marie, and Todd Ballow.
Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Is there anything particular that you fancy?
Dogwater Studios.
Not bloody lightly.